Now call the board back in session. Next case, please.
I think you have to make a decision.
Sir?
Oh, sorry. Next, 2007-08 at I, south of Burbage Lane, 136 feet west of Road 357, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Past your bedtime?
Yes.
It was good morning when we seen you tonight.
State your name for the record.
My name is Ed Ide, 5819 Underwoods Corner Road. And I also have handouts for this case as well.
Okay.
We still got a cell tower.
This variance is it okay to go? This variance request is for 38669 Burbage Lane. This is the location of the existing house that was moved from 38693 Burbage Lane to this new location. The issue at hand, and as you can see, the drawings that are coming down, the first photograph is the relocated house with the red dot. And the problem is there's the handicap ramp that was installed for that is sitting at one point of it 2 feet too close to the property line, to the adjacent property line. The second drawing is done by Delaware Surveying Services, is the survey plot plan of the ramp highlighted in yellow, the portion of the ramp that's sitting too close. The dimension of 3 feet is the problem area. Further up where the property line is not skewed is very close. It depends on where you measure on. If you measure the post, it's 5 feet. If you measure the handrail, it's 1.5 inches less than that. The third photograph is the actual ramp that was installed. The fence that you see there is the property line or very close to it. The fence skews towards the back, which I think is inherently what the problem was. And the last photograph is just a picture of the back of the property. Looking at the standards for relief, the uniqueness of the property is what may have had the owner or the contractor who installed this a bit confused. It wasn't discovered until one of the Sussex County's inspectors went out and did the measurements and determined that it was too close to the property line. There was a thought at one point from the surveyor to Mrs. Caggiano that for a structure that is less than 30 inches would not necessarily apply to the setback, but we know that's incorrect. So that's why we're here asking for a variance. The exceptional practical difficulty is that the actual location of the ramp is in the best possible location as far as the property is concerned for a couple of reasons. One, that the elevation difference between where the ramp ends to the deck height is 26 inches. And to put the ramp in strict accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ramp length had to be 26 feet. So instead of not putting this into code, they put it into code. The back property, if we were to put the ramp towards the back, there are too many obstructions with getting in from the sliding glass door, and the elevation of that deck at the back is at elevation 40, which would require a 40-foot ramp. So ideally, this little niche with inside of the property is ideally the best spot. The ramp was not installed with the owner knowing that it was not in compliance. Again, it was the builder or the contractor who moved the house from one point to the other, moved it to a point to where the ramp just, it's in the way.
So this ramp was part of the original house on the front lot that was, and it was moved with the house?
Not this particular ramp. The ramp, if we can go back to the other drawing, was a straight ramp that came off of the original property. Okay. The decks that are attached to the house are existing decks, and they were lifted and moved with the
property. I guess Are these the same owners, the two properties?
Yes, they are.
Are owned by the same people?
Yes, they are.
So thus, the need for the ramp?
That is correct.
On this property?
Yes.
Okay.
Nick Caggiano's sister is wheelchair chair-bound and...
Okay.
In finishing the standards for relief, possibility of development, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without the variance? Yes, it could have. Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, with the ramp in this location. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? So to speak, it was. However, in all honesty, they didn't realize that the property line skewed the way that it does. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? No. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of the regulations? Yes. Is a variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, it is.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Has the shed been moved?
The shed has not been moved, but it will be moved.
Okay.
That was an existing shed. It was in the back.
In the back.
So yes. You got moved to yes. That was one of the reasons they thought that it was okay to set the ramp where it was, because the shed is further over.
Okay.
But yes, it's 4.7 feet, and it's got to be 5 foot off. I believe it's 4.7.
Yeah.
A four foot.
Four foot. Yes.
No more questions.
No more questions? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Case number 10708, as I don't believe it offers central character in the neighborhood, and it's necessary to make reasonable use of the property.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10708. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.